Yeah, so news time is 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on a Friday morning for you, and still a little issues out there, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, but they could be big issues considering the weather that we've had. But I-15's backed up between 106th and 90th South, and right now that's the only real slow spot I'm seeing for drivers between Draper and downtown on the mainline freeway. 215 on both sides of the valley holding up okay at this moment, and even some earlier slowing on Bankator near 201 has cleared up, Eric Butler.
Fairly clean drive in Utah County. Got some spots of moisture on the road, but nothing really going to hold you up. The volume is pretty light. It's Friday drive from Provo up to Point of the Mountain from University Avenue. That's a 20-minute travel time. The city streets, State Street, getting a little bit busy, 1600 North and Orm heading into Linden. Alicia?
Just a little bit of slowing southbound I-15. As you're heading from Kaysville towards Lagoon area in southbound I-15 there in Farmington. But overall, looking pretty good, moving well at freeway speeds. The one issue that you're going to want to avoid, this is in North Salt Lake, and it's from US 89 in North Salt Lake as you're trying to connect southbound onto southbound I-15. That connector ramp has flooded. They've got some drainage issues there, and that ramp is completely closed because of so much water that's flooded onto that ramp. So you're going to be forced onto Beck Street as an alternate. That's a little slow and go, so if you normally take Beck Street out of North Salt Lake, you may want to plan an alternate this morning because it's going to take you a little extra time. All My Sons Moving and Storage is a well-trained, friendly staff, and All My Sons is insured, accredited A with the Better Business Bureau. For information, call Star Star Move or allmysons.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.